We go live to Joseph Lindsley, and the reports we're getting, AP News reporting Russia unleashes a massive drone and missile attack on Ukraine. Joseph, how are you?
Hey, Wendy. Good afternoon from Kyiv. And yeah, it's been a difficult day throughout Ukraine, including here in Kyiv. And more than 100 missiles and drones were sent by Russia throughout the country. And a lot of those came here to Kyiv City. And this is a very chilling development. The Russians hit the Kyiv hydroelectric dam. It's one of the largest dams in Europe. And if you successfully blew that up, you would flood the city of Kyiv. It would be an untold disaster. And so that was among their targets this morning. And I woke to the news at about 7 o'clock this morning that 11 Russian bombers were in the air. About an hour and a half later, we began to hear the first strikes upon Kyiv City. And it was, some of the loudest explosions I've heard of this war, and I've heard plenty. So a very violent morning here in Kyiv. And the Russians also hit, they went deep into western Ukraine. The drones continued to dance around for almost 8 hours. We had finally had all clear here in Kyiv. I think it was about 12:30. And then it was all clear for about half an hour. And then the air raid alarm sounded again. More drones were on the way to attack the city. And the afternoon attack, it seems like the air defense protected the city. But this hydroelectric dam, it holds 3.7 billion tons of water.
Jeez.
And, it would be an absolute hell. We already know that the Russians are capable of destroying a dam. They did just over a year ago. They destroyed the Novokakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. And that's a huge ecological and humanitarian disaster that people still suffer from. There's still not, clean running water in many of the towns that were affected by that explosion. And that's not even in a very populated area. But if you hit this dam, it would be the destruction of this city. And the Russians, we've had for almost 3 weeks now, as of tomorrow, Ukrainians have been in, they made an advance into Russia, into the Kursk region. And it's extraordinary what they've achieved. And there's been no major response from Russia yet. And we see that, Russia has a foreign army on its soil and nothing to answer, no way to answer it. All they seem to be able to do is to sort of have these temper tantrums of missile attacks like they did today throughout Ukraine. But it does seem today that they were trying to destroy that dam. And in one of the, you can see a video of a missile that hit the reservoir, so it missed its target. It just landed in the water. They call it the Kyiv Sea, this massive reservoir. But they were trying to blow up that dam today. And, it's, thanks to the air defense, probably a little bit of providence and luck, that they did not succeed. But it was a real hellfire. And it's still, also in Odessa City was hit, outside of Lviv was hit. And, I even saw the video of Ukrainian warriors in the mountains, in the Carpathian Mountains, with machine guns on pickup trucks, shooting down or trying to shoot down the drones that were flying over the country. So extremely intense. And as I was in a sort of a semi-shelter, you can only stay in shelter for so long, And so during most of this attack this morning, people are going to work. The cafes are open, and I was down getting the coffee in sort of a semi-sheltered place. And there was a girl, a reporter. We grew up in the same town, in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I didn't know her back then, but we were just saying, how is it that, you grew up, Charlotte's a nice, safe place.
Yeah.
And, we grew up, not far from each other. And here we are in a war, with missiles falling down upon us. And, I also had sort of this realization. It was on Independence Day for Ukraine. It was on Saturday. And there was a nice gathering hosted by some American volunteers here with Ukrainians. And really, despite all the hellfire, it is very encouraging to know that people, they could live in safety. And they come from all over the world here to help out in different ways, knowing that they're going to face days like today.
And so there was a crowded metro station, and that served as a shelter during some of this, some of these missile attacks.
Oh, indeed. And, the subway here in Kyiv, was built during the Soviet times to withstand nuclear bombs.
Really?
And they're beautiful metro stations. Yeah. And they're deep underground. Some of the deepest metros in the world. And so a lot of people went to shelter there. And I think we have a clip. Yes. People gathered for hours, and they started singing to keep their spirits up deep in the metro. And the song is sort of the anthem of Kyiv. It's called Impossible Not to Love You, My Kyiv. And so here we can listen to people during this horrible attack today singing in the Kyiv metro.
Resilience of these people astounds me, Joseph.
You know, we've talked a lot about this, and you know, it's because they're attached to their history, to their land, but especially to this idea of being free. And you know, they went through, so the older generation went through the Soviet hell, and I think Americans have forgotten about, you know, how terrible that was. If you want to be free, it was not a pleasant situation. And you know, you think about, I mean, today, if it had not been for the air defense, and again, some providence and some luck, there could be millions dead here in this city today, because that's what Russia's goal is. You know, and it has been for centuries, but now they have, you know, they're closer than ever to having the means to wipe this country out. I mean, under Stalin, there was the famine, the Holodomor, where he did, you know, many millions were killed. But now they do it with ballistic missiles. And the, you know, Ukrainians can protect, you know, to some degree, their cities with air defense. But the United States still prevents, the White House still prevents Ukraine from hitting Russian bases and with American weapons. So, for example, after this attack today, Ukrainians were able to send some Ukrainian drones to one of the Russian airfields, you know, in some attempt to try to, you know, break the source of these attacks. But they cannot use American weapons because the White House says that would be an escalation. Meanwhile, we almost had Kyiv City flooded today by this Russian escalation that was ongoing, and there still could be more fireworks throughout this afternoon.
And before we let you go, we got an email, a show email from a listener. Here's the question, Joseph. If the U.S. allowed Ukraine to hit targets deep inside Russia, would Ukraine be willing to deal with Russian retaliation against them without U.S. involvement?
I mean, that is sort of in many ways the key question, but I think we see, you know, Ukraine has already, with their own resources, has destroyed Russia's navy in the Black Sea. That's a major, major thing.
That is.
And Russia has no answer for it. Ukraine is on Russian soil. So every time Ukraine does something extraordinary, Russia becomes weaker. I mean, it's taken Russia 3 weeks to put together this attack since Ukraine advanced. So I think if you look at what's happened these 2.5 years, we see moments where Ukraine can make Russia weaker. Russia is always going to say, oh, we're going to escalate, that we're going to scare you. But, you know, if you simply destroy their means to attack, the evidence so far shows that that's what makes this more winnable, and that's what makes it safer.
Well, I hope you have a safe rest of your day, a quiet evening, and we look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow, Joseph.
Thanks, Wendy. That sound of those missiles, it doesn't leave your brain. It still echoes in my mind, but until tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. And listeners, you can go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com. You can donate for the cause, and you can keep up to date with Joseph Lindsley. We'll speak to him tomorrow as well.